Happy Saturday, Chris. How are you?
Hi. Are we recording?
Yes.
I'm not going to turn this off. I am well, although this has to come with a disclaimer that I'm a little hormonally challenged this morning.
Could you please elaborate on that? Is this why are you so serious?
Because I have PMS. Do you know what that stands for?
I do. It means to always agree with you and to not look you in the eye ever. Never look you straight in the eye.
That's what I taught my kids. Until I overheard my seven-year-old. When he was seven, he was telling his friends, my mom's really nice except when she has this thing called PMS. And I was like, oh, my God. He's going to go home and tell his mother.
You know what's even...
And you know what? His mother's going to go, yeah, that's right. Stay away from them. Sorry.
Blows their mind when you actually tell them why they have the PMS.
Oh, yeah.
That's worse than...
I couldn't go into detail.
Yeah, that's worse than the repercussions of PMS. To know, like, where it comes from and what to understand that as a young boy. I think that was, like... I mean, I'm just waiting for aliens because that'll take my mind off of that big nugget that I learned when I was a kid.
You're waiting for aliens to come down?
Like, yeah. I think the only thing to erase that would be for aliens to come down and to make themselves known, and that would take my mind off
of
like how the woman's biology.
All right, well,
works.
You don't have to know the biology; you just need to know the look. If you get the look, then you don't need
like
to understand
the one you're giving
else.
Me right now.
Yep,
it's kind of like a half smile, and then but the eyes are angry.
Crazy.
It's weird. It's that smile with angry eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even. It's just a look now. It's just like. Dead. A dead stare. Anyway, that I'm just going to overshadow show.
I'm not going to deny it's the easiest thing in the world to wake up as a man, to get up and go.
I know.
All 30 days of the month.
Yeah. What about the days there's 31 a month?
Whatever. 29 days to 31 days. We just get up and go, and we're always nice. And I understand why you hate me for that.
I don't... It's not hate, it's just jealousy. Every time I do, I wake up, I'm like, I love being a woman.
Me too. I love you.
You say that?
No, I love that you are being a woman and I'm being me.
Yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, so
move
hey,
on.
What were we going to talk about? Like movies and stuff, right? Like,
yeah, we were going to review some movies.
Some noogie movies.
Yeah, not nookie movies. I don't want to like...
We don't have to start with the obvious one, do we?
Four-letter word. Come on, that's the all-time best movie ever.
Best movie ever. Opening scene.
A bonfire on the beach.
Smoking
some pot, drinking some beer.
Playing some guitars. Wearing some
cardigans. At each other.
Wearing cardigan sweaters.
Yep. Maybe a few drug rugs.
Yep. Cape Codders.
Yeah.
You know, and our two, my favorite... actress from that movie was actually Chrissy.
The girl that gets eaten?
She gets eaten
first,
immediately.
Like,
she was
5 minutes.
Yeah, out of all the women in that.
Because she's naked.
Mrs. Brody
basically.
Has nothing on Chrissy. Oh, yeah.
She strips off all her clothes. And
yeah,
then
but her little just, Chrissy, you know, that she's
What's
so
your name?
Happy.
Chrissy, and where are we going? Swimming.
Oh, my God. She turned into cat food, and it was like, wow.
She did.
Steven Spielberg is a genius.
You know, if you ever watch some of the shows that go into how that movie was made... Like, there was a machine underneath the water that shook her from side to side. Like, imagine that. That's scary, thought of that.
Did you know this little nugget? In the movie, you can hear her screaming while she's screaming, being jerked side to side. It hurts. It's hurting. Like, and that's real. Like, that was one of the behind-the-scenes nuggets, that she wanted them to stop because it was hurting her.
Oh.
And so they kept it in the movie. And if you watch it, if you go home and watch it again, watch that scene, and you can hear her screaming, it's hurting, like, as she's being jerked side to side by the machine under the water.
I would suppose it would hurt if she was really getting attacked by a shark, too.
I know. I mean...
Do you have a fear ever of sharks?
Like, I don't go in the water. Because of the movie, Jaws.
No,
I do not go in the water. Oceans, I don't go past, like, knee deep. Even as a kid, I would never go above.
Wait, you don't? What kind of coffee is this?
Cappuccino.
Okay.
Is it just kick it in?
Yeah.
It's pretty strong. I give you a double espresso.
Ooh. Well, I don't even know.
So I won't go in the water because of the movie Jaws. I'm a death. Even swimming pools. I obviously go in a swimming pool, but I'm not going to lie and deny the fact that I'm wondering. Like, I look behind me when I'm in, if I'm alone in a pool.
I mean, even during the day when it's light.
It doesn't
out?
Matter. Yeah. It's just
at night, I get a little freaked bathtubs. Out going in my pool because it's dark. But I'm like,
would be in there with you?
A yeah. spider. Okay.
Oh, see, so I'm more afraid of monsters and things that are impossible, oh, like a okay. shark in my swimming yeah. pool.
See, at least mine are real.
Yeah, I'm not afraid
mine
of spiders.
Aren't like Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster. And
but
all
that movie, that movie screwed me up. I'm sure it screwed up a billion people too who have yeah. seen it. It just doesn't make you want to go in the water. It just does not.
It's true. And then you hear about shark attacks and all this stuff. But yeah. you know, like, I don't know. I still am fascinated with the shark. Like, I would swim oh, yeah. with the sharks if I could.
No, I'm fascinated probably equally to you.
Yeah.
But I don't want to swim with them. I want to study them from afar. I studied sharks, like, throughout my childhood.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I had projects or anything, I always took the opportunity to kind of insert my shark interest in all yeah. the things that I did. And I read, I know, like, every single shark. Like, I know everything, you know, possibly that my brain can absorb about sharks. Because I'm interested in sharks, and it's right. fascinating. That,
right.
And shark attacks. I used right. to read shark attack stories.
Yes.
I mean,
I watch all the movies that are about shark
help.
Attacks.
Yeah, me
and,
too.
Like the surfers getting attacked.
Yeah,
like and
Shark
like,
Week.
Yeah, Shark Week is kind of yeah. like a little bit on the.
It's Shark Week is getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's too much acting.
Yeah.
Now. It used to be kind of documentary, kind of like every show was a documentary. Documentary.
Wow. That's like, didn't know it had 17 it's syllables.
It's a new category.
What? Are you okay?
What's happening to my voice?
Anyway, it is my favorite movie. Every time I watch it, I mean, I watch it anytime it's on, and then I sometimes just pay for it. Okay.
And all better.
Good. And then sometimes, you know, and I have the DVD. It's like,
wow, that's hardcore.
And it's so funny because I would put it on, like, when we were going to bed, and Matt would fall asleep, and then I would fall asleep, and he'd wake up to, like, screaming, like, when what's his face, Quint gets eaten.
Oh,
sorry if
man.
I ruined it for
that
anybody,
was
but Quint does get eaten.
Unbelievable scene.
And he's screaming, and Matt yeah. always wakes up to that, and he's like, what? And I was like, I oh, know. Shit, it's just Jaws.
I keep thinking, like, I watch it over, and I'm like, if that was me, if I just kind of, like, slid more to the left, you would have surpassed Jaws. And just went right in the ocean. But he
Jaws
goes right down
Jaws.
The center. Like, right down the center.
He
and
does.
Then he tries to kick him in the teeth. I mean.
Yeah. He did. Yeah.
Everything he did was wrong.
It's a movie.
Yeah. What about Hooper? Hooper's a great,
oh,
great
yeah.
character.
Hooper drives the boat.
Drives the boat.
Yeah. I just love all the characters.
Yeah. Even the extras that come in, they have like one little line here and there.
Like the kids. I got bit by a vampire.
A what?
Oh,
that guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
It's a tiger shark.
Dreyfuss, yeah.
What kind of shark is it? It's a tiger shark.
A what?
I mean, that guy, if you go on YouTube, just that scene has like 18 billion views.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's famous for just saying that.
But
later on, like 5 minutes later.
I never even looked that up.
Oh, yeah, go YouTube that. What? And it's like a billion views.
That's awesome.
But
just from that one.
And he doesn't sound like that. Like literally 2 seconds later, he was telling Hooper he was going to stuff his head in
yeah.
the shark because he was saying
well,
it.
Well, I think it was making fun of him,
yeah.
wasn't he? He was like mimicking, not mimicking, but just
oh,
like,
when he said
like,
a what?
What?
Oh yeah, maybe I didn't pick up on that.
Oh yeah,
sarcasm. Yeah.
Every time I watch the movie, I pick up on something new. I do.
Yeah, me too.
I do. I love it. Every inch of it.
Yeah.
Every inch of that shark.
And Mrs. Kittner, who yeah. lost her boy.
Yeah, Alex and Pippet, the dog.
I'm still wondering, like, what throws me about that. She looks like she's 68 years old.
She does, and her boy's like
and her kid was
10.
Like 12 or 10.
Yeah.
Like, I still don't get that.
I know.
I'm like, why did Steven Spielberg cast somebody that looks that old? But maybe in the 70s, women looked a lot older than they were, like,
yeah.
compared to today.
I think so, because I always thought that my parents looked like parents. Like, all the moms looked so much older back then.
Yeah.
You know?
They had perms.
Yeah, they just wore, like, more motherly stuff.
Yeah.
And
corduroy.
They just looked like mothers. Like, I
no makeup.
Curlers in their hair. Well, how did we get to curlers in their hair from Jaws? Anyway, best movie ever Made in what, 1976?
1975, the year I was born.
Yep, I was 5 years old. I don't think I saw it when I was five. I don't think my parents would have let me.
I saw it on accident. I snuck it. We had HBO, and I wasn't allowed to watch HBO when I was young because of all the bad movies on there.
They had HBO back then?
Yeah, it was like, it must have been 80... I'm going to say, I was very young. I must have been like 84 or something like that. And yeah. I remember I heard my parents watching them Jaws in the basement. We had a basement, finished basement. And I snuck out of bed and I crept down the stairs and I watched it from like, I was behind them. They couldn't, so I was watching it behind them.
Jaws?
Jaws from the staircase. Mm. And I just, that scene where that dude is throwing the holiday roast. Trying to catch Jaws, you know, and the guy's like, my wife's going to
$300 and $3,000 to buy a lot of roast.
He threw his wife's holiday roast in, and that scene where the dock gets pulled off, like Jaws grabs the hook and runs away with it, and then he gets, that creeped me out.
It did?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, that's just that scene is why I don't go in the ocean.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, something's going to pull me out. My fear of being pulled out into the ocean by Jaws. So,
I do. You know what? When we go to like Hampton, it's bad. Like, I have to make sure there's other people around me swimming and that I'm not the furthest one out, because the furthest one out is the first one to go.
Yeah.
So as long as somebody's out further than me, then I'm good.
Well, I know that the movie was shot in what, Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah. So it's around here.
I mean, it looks kind of like Hampton, too. It just looks like all the beaches up here.
Yeah.
You know, because it is. The movie was shot up here where we are, but.
But when we used to go to the Cape every summer, too, so I was on Cape Cod, and, you know, you're talking like
Martha's Vineyard. We went to Martha's Vineyard for a field trip.
Oh, sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Maine Dunstable.
And I couldn't go in the water because of that movie. I was the only kid out of the water.
I think it was too cold for us to go in the water.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't. Everybody was swimming. It was like, oh, my God. And
did your
like,
parents chaperone?
No, no.
It was awesome. My parents chaperoned.
No, not my parents.
Ugh.
I wouldn't have had, I mean... Do you want your parents chaperoning you?
No, but everybody's parents wanted to come, so it was more like a party with the parents on the bus. Like, the parents were partying on the school on the bus that took us down there. Like, they were like, I think they were drinking, I swear to God, because they were, like, singing on the way back and stuff.
Wow.
But
yeah, no, it just, wait. Being in Martha's Vineyard, it just reminds me, I mean, that movie
don't
is...
Don't you love Martha's Vineyard, though? I mean, it's so
I love
awesome.
Martha's Vineyard because I love Jaws, though. That's the only reason, like...
Yeah.
It's been really, really, really long since... I can't freaking talk.
Wow. It's been a long time since you've been there?
Yep. It's been so long since I've been there, Chris. And I have no point to that sentence. It's like, no, it's going nowhere.
Yeah. I'm glad you told us
I
that.
I can't wait to edit this
out. Okay, what about Jaws 2?
I actually like Jaws 2.
Jaws 2 was a good one.
It was good.
Yeah.
I like Jaws 3.
Is that the one with the 3D?
3D, yeah. But Jaws 2 is very, very much like it could have been part of part 1. I mean, yes. A lot of the same characters.
I did
the
like
kids
it.
Were older.
Yeah.
But it was, to me, it was in the same. I mean, I wouldn't say it was as good as Jaws 1, but it was a different director.
I like the death of Jaws and Jaws 2.
The electricity?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
cool.
That
was really cool.
I love the whole thing where those people are parasailing and, like, what do you call those boats with the big sails?
Sailboats?
No, they were like gliding, you know, and it's not like it's not.
Oh, catamaran.
Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm.
With the two.
Yeah,
things.
I love how Jaws comes up right out of the middle of one of them. Mm-hmm. Like, that was pretty cool. A lot of good kill scenes in that movie. And it was a well written movie, too. It wasn't dumb. Jaws. Oh, the girl.
Yeah.
Dude, Jaws, he face slammed that girl's boyfriend right into the side of the boat.
He did.
I'm like, yeah, Jaws is a bully.
At least.
Like, he could have just eaten him, but no, he's like, I'm going to face slam him right in front of his girlfriend, make him look like a dank. The dude's little shorts fell off. But yeah, that was a great scene.
What about when it was like one of the beginning scenes of that with the water skier? Okay, so he eats the water skier, and then the mother picks up, like, she's in the boat, and she picks up the gasoline tank and spills it all over her. Like,
she, like, pours gasoline all over herself. You know, actually, that might work. A shark wouldn't, like, the problem is she shot a freaking flare gun afterwards.
She didn't read. She didn't know what to do.
Yeah, that was an instruction on how to kill yourself, pretty much, in front of a shark.
And then the old lady that was watching it. Okay, So the old lady who watches it from the shore, then she sees the explosion. If you look at her glasses, they're like covered in Vaseline. Like, how could she even see that?
I didn't pay that. I mean, I know they were
pay
thick.
Attention to detail.
Yeah, they, you were.
No, they were like you can't see out of those glasses.
Wow.
I wonder if they meant to do that. Like, she was legally blind, but she still saw the explosion. Am I reading too much into that?
No.
Oh.
No, you're not. I'm just, I never noticed.
Oh.
I'm trying to remember. The lady looked familiar, too. Was she in another movie?
Like probably. She was
Wizard
like
of Oz
old lady.
Or something.
She was the witch.
Yeah, she looked like the witch. She, her hair was pulled back in a ponytail, right?
In a bun.
A bun.
A bun. Mm. So what's another movie?
What about the whale? Remember the carcass, the killer whale?
Oh, yeah. That was kind of gross.
Yeah, that was gross.
I always wonder if I would be walking on the beach and come across something like that.
I know. Well, the first one, remember you came across Chrissy's body?
Yeah.
And it was, she was just like hands and crabs, crawling all over her.
Oh, God. Yeah. Remember when Hooper decided to, when he does the autopsy, looks at the remains and he's just like.
Yeah. The glucus and glaucus and glucus and glaucus.
This isn't a boat accident. It wasn't Jack the Ripper.
And then he washes his face in water. I thought he like grabbed the water from the blood pan, you know, like when I first saw that
formaldehyde.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, the formaldehyde. I'm like, why is he wiping that lady's body parts all over his face?
Scariest part of that movie, the head, because of the music.
What do you mean that
the
fishermen?
When they cut when Hooper and the chiefy.
Yeah.
Go out and they cut open the shark and then they take Hooper's boat out.
Yeah, the fisherman, his face comes through.
Oh
the
yeah,
hole,
through the hole. That's the hole in the bottom. If you listen to the music, that's the scariest part. If
that
you
was
turn
the
music off, yeah, it was his head.
Oh, see, I wasn't sure. I thought it was his whole body, and he just kind of like looked out the.
No, it's just like his. It could have been. I think I just saw his head though.
Didn't he have like an eyeball missing?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, so like if you turn the music off, it's not as scary. But that music, like,
John Williams.
Yeah, it was.
He's my favorite composer too. Everything from that movie. Steven Spielberg for the longest time really was my favorite, most favorite movie producer, writer, whatever. And then John Williams, who's his like right hand man. He does a lot of Steven Spielberg movies, Indiana Jones, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. He does all the music. Star Wars. He's the guy that did all the Star Wars stuff too. E.T. Yeah. Soundtrack is unbelievable. I love E.T. soundtrack. John Williams is unbelievable. Great. But I think he won more like Academy Awards for music than any other like film composer.
Is he
Jaws
still alive?
Jaws won a ton of them. Yeah, he's still. He's like 80, early 80s. You know, I was hoping to see him do like, he does like the Boston Pops. Once in a while he'll do like.
Do you ever go down and see the Boston Pops?
No.
I think I did once.
I wanted my first one to be with John Williams. Like, he does, like all the movie music stuff. And I don't know. I think I might, this year might have been his last year to do it, I think, because he's getting old. And so I don't know if I'll be able to see him live ever.
Mm.
But, I mean, I can just enjoy it through the movies.
Yeah, sure.
Great.
For sure.
He really, it's just no keyboards. It's all like real musicians, cellists, violin, like a whole orchestra. You know, he makes you scared from like if you play a trumpet a certain way, you can just like, you know, that's pretty magical. Who's texting you?
Nobody. It's just.
It's a weird number.
Ads. One.
Check. Say it.
Check.
No, the other thing.
Is this thing on? Are we recording?
Are we recording? Yes, we are. You want to play some trivia?
Yeah. I love to answer trivia questions, even though I shout them out at the TV at Jeopardy, if it's wrong.
So who's your favorite band? I know who it is.
Dave Matthews.
Yeah. If you were to fail this quiz, would you feel pretty bad?
Is this a Dave Matthews quiz?
It's a Dave Matthews trivia.
Shit.
So
would I feel bad? Probably. Probably not.
All right. We'll see how good you are.
Okay.
This is the Dave Matthews Band trivia segment. Here we go. Doom. Doom, doom, doom. Doom, doom, doom.
Is this a question?
Hey, you know. All right, that was my intro. First question.
What band was that?
Which Dave Matthews Band song?
Oh God.
Is this lyric found in? Ready?
Yeah.
Now I've been praying for some way to show them I'm not what they say, what they see. Yes, I have done wrong. Obviously, the cadence is off, but.
I don't know.
All right. Now I have been praying for some way to show them I'm not what they see. Yes, I have done wrong.
I don't know.
The song is called The Stone. Do you know that song?
I don't know.
Man. All right. 0-1. 0-1. Candyman teasing thoughts of sweet tooth tortured by the weight loss. What song is this from? Candyman teasing the thoughts of the sweet tooth tortured by weight loss.
I don't know.
Ants marching.
I don't know the words. I just
doesn't that song go like this? Hey now, who wants to buy some hay?
No, I hope it doesn't.
All right. On what date was this concert performed?
Okay.
Oh, that's the question.
What concert?
On what date was this concert performed?
Does it show you a picture or something?
No, that's the question. Right, well, anyways, the answer is September 24th, 2003.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. Now we'll get into some real questions. Questions.
All right.
When was Dave born?
Oh. 1969?
Nope.
Older?
Yep.
1968?
Nope.
67?
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you know what month?
March?
January. You're the worst Dave Matthews fan ever.
Oh, my God. I hope he never listens to this. I would be written off. I'm going to be kicked out of the Dave Matthews
No, I know this. I'm not even a huge Dave fan. But,
what? Satellite.
What brand of acoustic guitar does he play? He plays two different ones, but Taylor.
Brown.
Taylor or Martin.
Yes.
All right, so.
Okay, can we just go on to, like, regular trivia? Like, okay, I love Dave Matthews. I love his music. I can sing all the words, but I don't know the names of the songs.
I want to challenge you. What do you think, what kind of trivia do you think you'd be awesome at? Like, something you really know.
Something I really know?
Yeah.
Movie trivia.
Movie trivia?
Yeah, like, let's just
any
keep it on
genre
that theme.
Or?
Maybe, like.
Like, 80s, 90s, or?
Yeah, let's try 80s.
80s movie.
I think that would be good.
1980s movie quiz.
Yeah, like lines from movies. Like, I think I'd be good at that.
What was the highest grossing film of that decade?
Of the 80s?
The highest grossing film.
Star Wars?
Yours, pretty good. E.T. It surpassed Star Wars and became the highest grossing film. So okay. Star Wars at one point
yeah,
was.
Yeah, see? I knew it was high.
Man. Which 80s movie was Alan Rickman's first feature film role? Is the character Alan Rickman.
I don't know who he is. Is he old?
No. Anyways, it's Die Hard. I guess he's the character
oh,
in Die Hard.
Bruce Willis, he's the
See, I like that movie.
German guy or whatever.
No, he's the husband, right, that saves everybody in the building?
No,
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah. What's his character, Alan?
No, his character is,
Yippee-ki-yay.
It's not Alan.
Was that the British guy?
I don't think he's British. He's like South African or something.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I know that movie. I don't know it like in and out.
Oh.
Like some people might. I've seen it 100 times though. Which 80s movie spawned 6 sequels and a TV series? There's a bunch of them. What would you guess?
Star Wars?
Police Academy.
Really?
Yeah.
I only
there
saw
was
the
a ton
first
of them.
One.
There was a ton of them.
Shit.
Which 80s movie was the first to become a hit, largely due to MTV?
I don't know.
Flashdance.
Okay.
All right.
Why don't
let's
we
find
do
a
famous
wait.
Lines from movies, and then I can tell you the movie it comes from. What about that?
All right. What is this line from? Okay. I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Airplane.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Here's another one.
All right. I'm ready.
Snakes.
Bring it.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Snakes on a plane.
Indiana Jones. 80s.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. That's right.
We came, we saw, we kicked ass.
Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
All right, so this is my genre. This is my thing.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Breakfast Club.
Yes.
I like how you
made
that
with
your hands.
Yeah, he did that, didn't he?
He could have.
Didn't he do that?
He might have. I don't know.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
All right. Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepared to die. I don't even know that.
I don't know.
The Princess Bride.
Oh yeah, I don't think I saw that.
Carpe Diem, boys. Seize the day. Make your lives extraordinary.
I don't know.
Dead Poets Society.
That's what I was going to say, Mother Teresa.
All right, here we go. I could disappear forever and it wouldn't make a difference. I could disappear forever and it wouldn't make any difference.
I don't know.
16 Candles.
Oh,
I should have got that one.
I should have got that one.
All right, last song. Right. You got this. If you get this one, you win the prize.
All right, cool.
What artist sang the 1986 song Danger Zone from Top Gun?
Kenny Loggins.
Yep.
I win.
Damn.
That was good. I am good at that. Oh, I'm good at music lyrics, too.
Not Dave Matthews.
No. That's because he mumbles a lot of his words.
Hey, now.
And you just kind of sing along like Yellow Banana.
Yeah.
Yellow Banana, Yellow Banana.
I mean, what else can we do here?
What else do I know stuff about? What? My PMS is really on the back burner right now.
Wow. So, yeah.
Maybe coffee is the answer.
Coffee,
espresso.
Cappuccino, yeah. A really good coffee.
Is the answer to
it's
PMS.
To a lot of stuff.
I've cured it.
PMS.
Spread the word.
You've cured PMS?
I have.
What just about the other thing?
What?
Like, drinking coffee, can it make that stuff not, like, whatever happens
no,
to you?
No.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. There's nothing that can stop that except for pregnancy.
Mm. Which causes
and
PMS, too.
And that ship
too.
Has sailed
yeah.
far away.
What's it? Mm-mm. What does it feel like to have a baby inside you? Is that the wrong question to ask you right now? I mean, is it like?
Okay, here's what I'm going to equate it to, because I've thought about this.
Yeah.
How you can explain it to somebody that's never had it inside them. So you say you're sitting in your car, okay, and you're in your. Are you all right?
I'm getting like sympathy pains in my stomach just asking you that.
Start pushing?
Yeah, I
okay.
felt very tight down
so,
there.
Okay. So so you're sitting in your car and you're sitting in the driver's seat and there's somebody behind you sitting in the back seat and they've got their knees up against the back of your
yeah,
seat so
I've,
you can
I felt
feel
that.
It.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
In your back?
No, but it feels like that in your stomach.
Wow.
So it's there,
it's moving.
And you can feel it moving around, but it doesn't hurt. It doesn't, you
right.
know, it's just like, you just
movement.
Know it's there. Right.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time you felt like something, like a flutter or, like, was that
like gas?
Was that weird? Did it feel?
Oh,
like
baby?
When you felt the baby, the first real thing. I mean, did it start off with, like, little?
Yeah, like little bubbles.
Little bubble. Oh, my God. And then when it, like, like I remember my wife, like her stomach would like roll.
Yeah.
Like Harrison.
Yeah,
like,
it was like, awesome. It was that's the weirdest the best.
Thing ever.
You think it's gonna roll into your organs and like get stuck or get stuck on a rib, but no, it just rolls. I used to put things on my stomach and it used to kick it off. Both kids did that.
Wow.
And then Ben was a kicker for football, so I thought there was a connection.
Do you ever? I remember Harrison, like she was like, "Look at my stomach," and the top of her stomach was going out, and then the bottom of the stomach
he was
going
like stretching.
Out.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my god, he's gonna rip himself right out of there.
Yeah. It's kind of creepy.
And then it's so hard to like. You think they would just fall out, but no. Like in my situation, well, not mine, but my wife's situation, he was. Very big kid.
Yeah.
And she was in labor for over a day.
Yeah.
Like, I remember it was like, at least it was like 10 hours of just being stuck on, like, what do you call it when they measure? The
Dilation.
It's like you had to be, what, 9 or 10 centimeters?
10.
I remember he's like, okay, she's 1 centimeter. All right, she's 3. And that was like within an hour. I'm like, oh my God, this kid's coming. And then like she was stuck on like 3 for like 8 hours. I'm like, what the heck's going on?
Yeah.
And then she's like, we got to push.
I never did any of that. I never had labor pains, nothing.
My poor wife, she went through the whole thing of labor and actually pushing for like 20 minutes. Then they said, no, he's not coming out. So she had to go through all that and get a C-section.
Oh, she had a C-section after all that.
Yeah, after. Yeah. I mean, they should have just given her one right in the beginning because the baby...
knowing how big the baby was going to be, it was going to ruin her.
Yeah. At the due date, they estimated right around 10 pounds. At the due date.
Yeah, they should have cut
him. And then she went 2 weeks over.
Yeah, that's like a turkey.
It was... He was like, oh my God. And I said...
He come out like a 2-year-old.
It's the weirdest freaking thing because I was sitting at her head. They had the curtain up. But you could still see.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't way up.
Right.
So, my wife was screaming that she could feel, like, the knife and everything. So, they gave her extra
epidural.
Juice. Yeah, extra epidural stuff. And they put her out, pretty much. They gave her so much, she passed out.
Oh, wait. For the C-section, you
the
mean?
The C-section, yeah. So, picture me. I'm all right. Like, I'm sitting by her head.
Mm-hmm.
I got my little camera. And my wife passes it out. So, it's just me and the doctors.
And the kid.
And the kid. And they're like... Well, she's not going to feel this. So they started cutting her open. And then I just remember her shaking. And they're like, oh, my God. And the doctor said, oh, my God. I'm like, what's wrong? He goes, no, nothing's wrong. Just a little bigger than we thought. So they're like pulling them out of her.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow. I'm like, what? Is he okay? Is he Chinese?
Is there 7 of them
like,
in
what
there?
Is that? And he's like, I don't know how big this kid is, but he's probably the biggest one I've delivered. And I'm like, yes. I broke it. You know, I like breaking records.
That's good.
They kind of held him up, and his eyes were open, like and he looked like a toddler,
like
covered in gook.
Like a 2-year-old.
And I'm like, what is that?
That's
he did not like. I was expecting to see a baby, like what a baby looks like, and he was over 12 pounds.
He was like, what's up, Dad?
Yeah, he had a six pack, but 23 inches long too, and. But they're like, okay, you want to cut the umbilical cord? But they cut it, but then you cut it again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they, but the thing is, they tell you to walk over to the table, which now put me in full view of my wife, whose uterus was still sticking out of her, like, just cut it open. She looked like you remember on Jaws when they dissected the shark? That's what it looked like. And I'm like, please, I mean, take that into another room. Or like,
you don't want to see that shit.
That was disturbing.
Yeah.
I saw everything.
Yeah.
Like, they should warn you or not let you see that. Like, I'm not, you're a doctor. You see it every day.
I know,
it's like,
but
I'm a,
they don't even think
dude,
about that.
Yeah.
So.
There goes my freaking lasagna fetish.
That makes you appreciate the woman more, doesn't it? I worked.
I really do.
I worked for my OBGYNs. Like, I worked in their office. For the two guys that did my C-section.
Wow.
So they were like, hey, Chris, yeah. And they're talking to me, and they're talking about, like, the Yankees and baseball while they're cutting me open. They're like, hey, can you come back to work next week? And I'm like, can you just get and deliver my babies at first?
So with your knowledge, so you had experience with, like, birth and stuff. Did that help you or hurt you or make you more scared of the whole thing? When you
Well, the first one... I worked for them for the second kid, but the first kid I had no. I was 26 years old, and I was so naive. I had no idea. They're like, "Yep, this test came back abnormal," and I was just like, "Oh, okay, that's fine." And then they're like, "Okay, we're gonna induce you," because I was 2 weeks late too with the first one.
Yeah,
and then. They like gave me medicine and I contracted, but I didn't feel it. I'm like, oh, look, I'm having a contraction. This is easy. And then he didn't like the medication that they were giving me. The baby didn't. So they were like, all right, we're going to cut him out.
He was healthy, though?
Wow. And it was a healthy baby boy.
With Harrison, it was all like the tests were coming back abnormal.
Yeah.
And they're like, 99% of the kids fix themselves. It's a common thing.
Yep.
And with Harrison, it seemed like everything seemed to be like coming true, like especially with the kidney. They said his kidneys were dilated, which is common, they said, when the babies are in the womb, and usually they correct themselves after birth. And then he didn't. Yeah, it was like we were like every time they said, you know, 90% chance that he's gonna just correct itself, everything was constantly going against him. And then he got sick and it was like, oh my god. And even in the hospital, they're like, you know, give him some medication and, you know, the infection, and it'll correct itself. 90%. They always said that. 90% of kids after like, taking this will be fine.
Dude, my kid's in that 10%.
Yeah. And then they figured out it wasn't. So Harrison had, like, what they said it was like alien anatomy, the way his kidneys were plumbed.
Uh-huh.
He had extra, you know, ureters are, like, from your kidneys to your bladder. He had extra ones on one side. The bad side, which was his left kidney, had a ureter that went from his kidney and bypassed the bladder and went right to the urethra. And that's why there was a blockage happening in his left kidney. So they had to remove like a quarter of his left kidney, the infected part, then replumb the ureter to go from his kidney to his bladder.
Was he a little baby?
Yeah, he was... I mean, we had him home for maybe 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Before he started, like, projectile vomiting. And
yeah.
So, like, we were home for about 2 weeks and then had to go to Boston Children's for about a month.
Yeah.
Like, it was a little over a month or something like
that.
Did
you stay down there?
Yeah. My wife stayed with him constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stayed with him. I stayed overnight, you know, like, on the weekends and stuff. And then I'd drive back to work during the week and stuff, which was tough.
Poor little baby. I'm going to ask him if he remembers that.
Nothing. But he does, we had to go to Boston Children's all the way up until when he was like 8.
Oh, just for follow-up and stuff?
Yeah, ultrasounds and follow-ups. And.
But everything's fine now, right?
Yeah, perfectly fine now.
See, no. These kids give you this run for your money. Tell you what.
Kids.
Yeah.
That's why I only have two. Is that why you only have two?
I never really wanted any. I just got them.
They were just like, they were the downside of having sex.
I shouldn't say that because I know there's people that really want them and can't have them, and I understand that. They weren't part of my plan.
No, my wife wanted a lot, and I definitely was not going to have. I was happy after one, and then I thought it was odd that I'm like, oh, my God, I want another one, even after all the shit we went through.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, and then after two, I knew, I'm like, I'm not going near you.
I think because of the relationship I was in with their dad, you know that? Like, I didn't want any more kids. I had the second one because I thought it might fix the problems that we were having in our relationship. And it didn't,
No.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you teary-eyed?
No, I'm not at all. Are you just tired? Not at all. But I think that, you know, like, it didn't fix it, but I got two great kids out of it. But had I been in a different relationship, you know, or a different place, I probably would have had more.
Yeah. I never wanted more.
I didn't want to be a mother. I'm not very maternal.
Yeah.
Like, I love my kids, and I hug them and nurture them and all that stuff, but I'm not. That doesn't come natural for me.
Right.
I have to take medication.
You have to take how to be a mother pills.
I do. I'm just like, no, I don't really want to do that. But
yeah, no, I know how I feel.
But I love them, and they're great, and I like to be a mother to them. But I don't like anybody else's kids.
My wife wanted a lot related of kids. To me. She wanted at least four.
She did?
Even when she first told me that, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. That's the thing.
I don't come from a big family, right. So it's like I can't imagine being around four kids.
I never said like, oh, that's part of my plan. I want to get married and have kids. Like, that was not my plan. My plan was to marry a professional football player and just throw parties at his house.
Oh, yeah.
Our house.
Yeah. And get a Southern accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, work on the Southern accent and just be like.
That was my plan. But I mean, Southern plans Belle. Changed from when you're like 20.
Yeah, but they do.
Anyway.
Is that my wife? She's listening?
Yeah, oh,
that's
probably.
A text from Taylor Brands. Mm-hmm. But I think two kids is a handful. I can't imagine four. Like, my wife has sisters in her family. That one of them has, like, no joke, six kids. Yeah. Five or six.
Yeah.
I have a friend that has five kids, and I never hear from him.
Because he doesn't have any time.
He's just mentally shot. He has no time.
I think you're just blessed with what you have, and, you know, if people want more, they're blessed to have more, and that's it.
Because that's the thing, too. The more kids you have.
I'm waiting for grandkids. I mean, I have grandkids that are my
husband's. Do you, like, want grandkids?
I think grandkids are fun.
I don't even think about it.
I love little kids now. Like, I like them a lot. When I had them, they were a lot of work because you're the mom. And well, I'm the mom. And then you have to do everything for them. But with grandkids, like, you just have fun with them and then send them home.
I don't even think about it. Like, I don't think about, like, I can't wait to get grandkids. I don't think like that.
Right.
Like, I don't even know how I feel about grandkids.
I think it's more like I want to go see the Disney movies and I really need somebody to go with. So if I.
That's one thing grandkids. I miss with my kids is kind of like watching movies that I liked as a kid and watching it with like E.T., you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Those are the things I miss. And I think I would do that with my grandkids then, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe I do want grandkids to do that again.
Yeah.
Be nostalgic.
I don't know. I think it's something about seeing your kid reproduced. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, If Harrison had a baby, and it would be part of you, it's just weird. It's like you would be seeing yourself in a grandchild.
That you just reminded us something stupid I said, and it's on video.
Oh what? When just one thing we were said that's after stupid? Wow, that's just shocking.
I said, I don't remember what it was exactly, but when I was in after the delivery, we were in that little incubator room that they bring the babies, and somebody was videotaping me. And
stranger?
I think it was my sister, possibly. And I said something stupid, like when I saw him,
whole world stopped.
No, I said I'm just paraphrasing because I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was something like, man, it's like when I first saw him, it was like seeing a long lost relative. Something stupid.
So sweet.
No, even the midwife lady was like, "What are you talking about?"
She's like, "Shut up!" And my wife, out of here.
She was embarrassed. So after she saw that video, she's like, "Oh my god."
When I first had Tyler, like I couldn't see because it had the curtain thing up, and they were doing the C-section. They pulled him out, and he screamed like nothing I had ever heard in my life. It was this
like
deep,
Quint.
It was a deep. Like roar, and I was like, "What was that him?" And they're like, "I'm like, what is he doing?" They're like, "He's fine. He's crying." I'm like, "Oh my god, put him back in." But it was just this weirdest. It was like a primal scream. Like it was like I'm out of there. I'm free. Yeah. Like kind of thing. I was like, "Holy shit."
That's weird, right? When you hear something that came out of you, like scream.
Yeah, like make
that
noise.
That makes it real, right?
No, I was like, "Huh, boy." I'm in for something. I was in for a ride of my life.
Yeah, Harrison, but he cried pretty much once or twice. And when he got sick, he was crying because they were sticking him with needles. But other than that, once we got him home, the dude never cried.
Right.
Like, ever.
Tyler didn't either.
Yeah, ever. He was just. And then my second one cried from the day he was born.
Yeah.
He's 17. This dude's still freaking crying. Like, he never stopped.
Oh, that's funny.
I must have been a quiet baby. Yeah. Actually, my parents told me I was a very quiet kid, and they could just leave me with, like, a couple toys for hours, and I'd be fine.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm the same way today. So I think you're pretty much who you are. As soon as you're born, that pretty much sets the table.
My mother said I was a perfect baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever said that to their kid.
Yeah. Well, she didn't say it to me then, but she, looking back, she only remembers that. I could have been an angel.
I can see
that.
Well,
I'm like the middle child, only girl. Like, I was, like,
Yeah, but you don't like to. You're not like like a drama queen or anything like that. And
I had drama in my teenage years. You know,
really?
Like, yeah, like
I can't picture that.
Blow stuff out of proportion, and but I never like complained about it. I just went on with my life.
Did you? How many times did you say, "Oh my God"? Did you say it a lot as a teenager? Like everything is like, "Oh my God."
I don't know if that was whatever the saying was from that time is what I said. Like it could have been like. I don't even remember, but I'll have to ask my friends.
I don't have friends anymore.
Oh.
I can't ask them.
I have junior high school and elementary school friends that I still hang out with.
I had one best friend in high school. Like, he was my best friend for like 2 years.
Yep.
And I can't even find, I can't even get in contact. Like, he left. Like, he joined the Marines and then went off the grid.
Maybe he died.
No, I just actually, because I've been trying to contact him, because when I graduated high school, you know how you're supposed to go over to your parents and take pictures with them?
Oh,
after?
Yeah, you went, didn't you go
to
his parents?
I went to his family and got pictures taken with his family and him and stuff like that. And then I don't know what was wrong with me. Then I just got in my car and left, like when everybody leaves.
Oh, you told me that.
My parents
and then,
were waiting.
Yeah,
like
no shit. In that freaking 600 degree weather in the middle of June.
Yeah.
It was like so hot, and the graduation was like 3 hours because there was 900 kids and they called every kid by name.
And I just left.
You just left.
So I've been trying to contact him like right after
now
we graduated. Like we were friends for about 2 weeks after I graduated, and then
his
girlfriend was
What's
having
his
a baby.
Name? Oh, you know,
Domingo.
You can't say.
Yeah, his name's Domingo.
Domingo Pacheco?
How do you know him? Domingo Pacheco.
I don't know. I think I heard you say it before.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, we shouldn't really say. Well, maybe if we say his name, somebody might know
Domingo
him.
Domingo Pacheco.
From Nashua.
So, they were from Nashua. And
do you ever look him up?
I do. I try. He doesn't have a Facebook or an Instagram. But I know his sister. His sister's name is actually Tony. And I know he's got like 3 or 4 kids, and I go on there.
But you don't
and
know where he like lives.
No, so I don't know what I went on one of their pages because I've been trying to find like any hint of where he might be, and I saw some recent pictures of him at it might have been his daughter's graduation.
Is that him?
No.
Oh.
Domingo's he's Dominican, I think.
Oh, okay.
Half Dominican or Puerto Rican. Oh, what side are you? You looking him up on Google?
I can't believe I fucking found your friend.
It'd be ironic that I actually find him and get his number, and then he doesn't have any pictures from graduation. It's like all these years I've been trying to find him. It'd be kind of ironic.
Is he Filipino?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's not him then.
But he is like a junior. I know he might be a third. Domingo... He goes by Sunday, which in Spanish is Domingo. But yeah, so my mom, like, after graduation was so upset. And, like, 2 weeks after graduation, I should have asked him for pictures then, but I never did. He got his girlfriend pregnant. I think it was their first or second kid. And I remember him saying something like, you know, we used to go to Clock Tower and like work out all the time and do things together.
Yep.
And he said, you know, I have to be, you know, there for my wife and his wife and his kid at that time. So, and he's like, I'm not going to be able to like hang out anymore and stuff like that. I'm like, okay. And then I should have then asked for the pictures, but I let like years go by and I just, sunk in. I'm like, man, my mom doesn't have any graduation pictures of me other than like they had to stand in my driveway.
I wonder if
and take pictures of me with my diploma. Kind of weird.
That is kind of weird.
But I know his ex. I'd run into her at Sam's Club once in a while, and they had a huge falling out. So she doesn't have any of the pictures, I'm sure.
Is that him?
Nope.
Do you know what he would look like nowadays?
Yeah, no, I was snooping around on one of his kids' Facebook page. No. Closer. He's not chubby, though. He's a skinny guy.
You don't? Oh.
And I did see a recent picture of him, like from a year ago, maybe, at one of his kids' graduations. Nope.
That's what I'm gonna get you for Christmas. I'm gonna get you Domingo.
you're gonna like Eddie from Christmas Vacation.
Are you on LinkedIn?
You're gonna, yeah.
He's on there. Go on there.
No, I did. Look, it doesn't say anything about where to contact him. I actually sent him an email.
His profile.
I sent him an email through his profile, and he never answered. So I don't even think he really checks it.
All right. Well, maybe I won't find you at Domingo.
I found his mother's Facebook page, and I sent her a message, and she never got back to me either. That was like
2 years
ago.
Maybe they don't really like you. I mean, maybe.
They did. They even I ate rice and beans over their house like every night. I remember going to his house
maybe
and eating rice and beans.
Maybe that's why. Maybe they're like, geez, he does that house and home.
You got to send me a food bill.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right?
Oh, well, you know what? If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Have you ever tried to find somebody from high school or somebody that you were friends with that you can't find or contact? Or you just want to stalk?
No.
No? So I'm a stalker.
Well, I'm not going to say. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
Domingo's the only one that I was friends with that knew me when I was a virgin and then not a virgin. So he saw both Tonys.
Because there's a big difference between the two?
I think so. There was like when I was like single and like just a virgin, I was like working out like 5-6 times a week.
And then after, it would happen.
It kind of cut it down a bit. Once you get the girl, you cut it down. I went from like 5-6 days a week. I was no joke working out 5 or 6 days a week working out. Just
then you
like
got the girl, and then it was like
3 days, and then actually I broke my nose when we were like, and that cut it down. I remember as soon as my nose was broken, and I was out of commission for about 3 or 4 weeks. I never got back into it like I would work out, but I was never like the same level.
Right,
it was like a lot less. But, yeah, don't ever break your nose.
I don't think, you know, one time I went to the doctor, and he stuck this thing up my nose, like, and he told me I had a deviated septum. And he's like, asked me, he's like, have you ever got punched in the face? I'm like, no, dude, why would I, no? And he's like, ever had broken your nose? Because, you know, your nose is one side, like, more open than the other one. My deviated septum. I'm like, no, that's never happened to me. So I don't know why. Maybe I was
born like that, right?
Like, why are you asking me if I got punched? He legit asked me, did you get punched in the face?
Wow.
I mean, no.
Jesus.
Jerk. Maybe he wanted, I should have punched him in the face.
Kara went to the dentist once.
And Carla?
Carla.
Yeah.
And what didn't she say to her? The lady that was working on her teeth was looking at her and said, did you have something wrong with your eyes? Or she said something like her eyes were not level. She called me crying.
The dentist said that?
The dentist said something very, like, it made her wicked self-conscious after.
Like you're not asymmetrical. Like
your
not
eye
symmetric.
Sockets aren't in, they're off. And so she, I think it was her eyes. And she's like, can you believe this? I go in and I pay this lady hundreds of dollars to work on my teeth, and I walk out of there, and now I'm like, I need eye surgery to fix my...
Oh, my God, what a douche.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not... I mean, come on. That's not what you say to people.
I know. Especially people that are paying you that much money. You got to lie to them and tell
you
them, you're so beautiful.
Up. Right. You're perfect.
Jeez. Yeah.
Let me clean your teeth.
It's now, what, $120 to clean your teeth? You know?
Yeah, no shit. I don't know. If people are paying you, you got to say nice things. That's all I have to say.
I'm paying you, Chris.
I try to say nice things to you. The more you pay somebody, the nicer the things are.
Yeah.
I have to say.
You know, we had that. Somebody came in yesterday, and I told you about this. Their fruit was sandy.
I know.
I put some fruit cups up there.
Just tell
them
it was fucking tropical.
it's
straight
from the beach.
Off the beach.
They're
bitch.
Grapes.
Oh my God. That's my PMS.
Yeah,
that just came
I
out.
Love
Did
it.
You see that?
Fiery. I love it.
Oh God.
But I woke up last night, 2 in the morning, or this morning, and I'm like, I think that guy paid by a credit card. So I went on my iPad and I'm trying to find out his transaction. I was going to return his money because I offered a return. I felt bad. But the way he asked me was kind of rude. I'm like, He didn't come in and say, you know, I got a little sand or something on my fruit, you know, or anything. He just came in and right away, just like, why don't you wash your fruit? Just like that. And it's been sticking with me for now day two. And it's like, I'm getting upset.
You can just think of all the things you could have said. I'd be like, you wash it yourself. Or like, pre-washed.
Hey, I told him it was pre-washed. And usually I have gloves on and I have to wear a welder's mask around here because of COVID. So I can't see that clearly. And he was right. He showed me and I'm like, he was technically right. But just the way he asked me, I'm like, oh, why do you go into, and the guy's never been in here. So of course the one guy, maybe a new customer, he's probably never going to come back. But just to go up to somebody that you don't know and in that tone be like, why don't you wash your fruit? Who does that?
I don't know, but I
would never
in
do
the
that.
Moment, I don't think I could have come up with anything. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't be
like
that upset over it.
To say.
I guess maybe the point is I wouldn't be that upset over it. Like, things happen.
Yeah.
It wasn't malicious.
Like, right. You don't, like, roll the fruit in the dirt and then put it in the cup and say,
no.
For sale, chocolate-covered grapes.
Yeah. So I try to give him a refund, but it was a cash transaction.
Oh.
So that's what I was doing at 2 in the morning. The dude freaking ruined my day.
Wow. It looks like he's still ruining your day.
He ruined my weekend.
You can't let it ruin you. You just roll right off your shoulders.
Well, always the fear.
And move on.
The fear is that one guy is going to, like, call like the general office down here and they're going to mess around and he's going to say,
okay,
man,
let
me
just
try to poison
me. The owner of the building eats your fruit every single day.
He ate the fruit.
If there was a problem with anybody's fruit, it would be with his, and he would have said something by now.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a rogue fucking grape.
Right.
Oh, that's my PMS.
Well, a rogue cup of grapes.
Cup of grapes, but, you know, one grape is a bad grape.
Man.
There's always one in the bunch.
Why don't you wash your fruit?
I'm trying to think. You're too busy washing your other shit.
Well, the jerk store is running out of you. What is that sign?
Why don't you wash it?
What could I have said back to him? I mean,
I don't know. I'm trying to think of
my instant reaction was to apologize, which I did, and I go, look.
Be like, oh shit, that was the one that fell on the floor. I'm sorry.
The only thing I could tell you is that it's supposed to be pre-washed. It's from Sysco, and I blamed it on Sysco.
I know, and you've never had a problem before. I would say that. I'd be like, I never had that happen before.
No.
I apologize.
I mean,
you
things
know,
happen.
Take another
once
one.
In a while. Yeah, it's honestly the only time that's ever happened to me where. That I can remember, somebody brought back a fruit and said, why don't you wash your fruit? It's the only time that's ever happened. So it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, I hope. But I keep going through the scenario in my head, what I could have said back to him, other than being, like, so nice.
You're overanalyzing it. Just get on with your life.
I want to keep analyzing it.
No,
I want to keep going.
You're overthinking it. It's done. It's I don't know.
It's over.
It's
I can't
over.
Change it.
Yeah. Maybe that guy just doesn't have a way with words. Maybe he just, like, that's how he asks about everything. Like, when he goes to the grocery store or something.
Yeah. He's the guy that always has to send back his food.
Why don't you clean your fork?
He's the guy that always complains at a restaurant, the waiter. Can you imagine being his waiter? Oh, it must be a nightmare to try to please him. And I don't even know who he is.
Or his wife. Like.
Or his husband.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. Or his dog.
Or anybody.
Yeah.
In his life.
You know what?
What?
It's
Saturday.
I want to wish you a happy Saturday, Chris.
I know. It is going to be a happy Saturday. It's about 6 degrees out. And
you ready to go shopping?
I'm ready to hit it.
I'm ready to go work for the wife.
Oh, yeah. Have fun. She doesn't open until 12, so you got a good hour and a half.
No, she's going in early, and she needs me. So it's nice to
be
needed.
Well, I'll see you. If you're going to be over there later, I'll see you over there because we're going over there around noon.
All right. If you don't see me, don't say anything.
To what?
My wife.
About what?
About me being there.
I'll be like, where's Tony? He said he was coming over to help you all
don't
day.
Don't say that.
All day.
Just in case something happens and I don't make it.
If there's a guy out in the parking lot waiting to throw his grapes at you.
Oh.
Frozen grapes.
Oh, my God.
But anyway.
That's the downside of, you know, running a cafe is there will be an upset customer.
You can't make everybody happy.
Although
I mean, that's just like
I try. I try to make everybody happy.
Well, of course. That's the nature of the business, but you can't. So you just have to, like...
Just F it.
You just have to say, I can make everybody happy.
Chris, Happy Saturday.
Tony, happy Saturday to you. And
ready to call it.
Yeah, our next podcast will be after Christmas.
That's right. We should probably take a vacation, right? Christmas is on Friday, so I'm not going to come here on Saturday after Christmas. So we'll take a week off.
Yeah.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
And then
we'll do New Year's Day. And we'll have all sorts of fun and exciting things to talk about.
I'm going to bring a bunch of drugs and alcohol and
have
a good
time. Yeah, that's going to be a party podcast.
Yep. Yep. And I can walk home or sleep here.
I have teenagers. I can drive.
Cool.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Peace out.